Okay, in that case, we're going to move to the last item on our agenda, which is board member comments and meeting wrap-up. I've got a couple of things that I think we need to talk about. One is our November tour. I have been in conversation. I think we reached out to all board members at one point for ideas about that tour, and the executive team had made suggestions, and I met with them, and then shortly thereafter, after the executive team got together with Nancy, I heard back from Nancy saying, please, is it possible we can delay till April? And with regret, I said, fine. And I think it's just an acceptance of reality of the workload and what we're facing with both this fire season and 762. So I think we are likely, but it's quite a ways down the road right now to do a tour that will be oriented around fire and probably in fire recovery. Probably a tour in Southern Oregon, but more to come, I think. The other upcoming, more immediate conversation that we'd love input on is that typically the October retreat is done offsite. It's been done offsite just outside Salem, but I think that executive team is willing to look at some other possibilities and just wanted to open up for that for discussion. I think Central Oregon was one suggestion that was made. Obviously there is, potential just issues of can we find the right place and the right venue in any possible location, but historically there has been interest when we end up showing up with a meeting or a retreat in other parts of the state by those communities, and so I think we need to be mindful about what would be a good direction for us to go, north, south, east, west. Any comments on that?
Carla Chambers, I think might be valuable for us to go to take a look at one of those big 2020 fire locations, and really, we can. There's lots of options. But I think it would be valuable for us to hear from some mayors and the community, and just a possibility of, we don't want to add any burden to a community, but make it easy for them to, come and share with us what does this look like after the massive fire?
I think we've got to be clear. We're talking kind of two different things here, because our retreat is really, a meeting, and then usually where we're really looking at our strategic planning process and having that kind of conversation. The tour that we were talking about, which we are interested in going to one of those locations, which would not happen until next April, would be just about that kind of thing where we're really reaching out. I'm sorry, I probably confused about what I said, where we are then meeting with the local community and all. This particular meeting would not be focused on that community. It would just be, we would be there. So it does allow people to attend and all of that, because it is really our retreat process and not tour per se. Did I say that correctly? Yeah, and we'd probably be in some, large room like that. And if anybody's, I remember we had a lot of interest when we were when the Siskiyous was a hot topic for us to have a board meeting in that part of the state, for example. It is something that people pay attention to. Brenda?
And for the record, McComb, I don't think it matters since we're going to be in a big room anyhow, somewhere. But if it does matter, then I think having a presence in a part of the state where we don't often visit would be a good idea.
Right. Any other opinions?
Jennifer, for the record. So I apologize. I guess I don't know where we've been in the past, actually.
We haven't really been anywhere.
We don't go anywhere. Okay.
I've been on the board for almost 3 years, and we've gone nowhere.
Okay.
It's a blank slate.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, that makes it a little bit more challenging, because I would agree if we could go anywhere, really, at this point, particularly if we are just talking about finding a room.
A strong opinion. Board Member Doimling.
Thank you. I would just, I think, echo what other folks have said, that either south or east would be great. I might just put in a little plug for Northeast Oregon. Our board member Joe Justice out there, would be nice to visit him. Nice to see him in his place where he spends his time. It's a bit of a drive for all of us, but maybe in honor of the fact that he will be hopefully driving this way a bunch in the future, we could go visit him out there.
If he won't come here, we're going to go to him. Is that what I'm hearing? That's great. I appreciate it. I think, you know, we're not going to settle this right now. We just wanted to get input. And then otherwise, we also have, I mean, this is our moment to kind of talk about our day here and anything else. So, Brenda, go ahead.
Just for reference, the OWEB, October OWEB meeting will be in Enterprise. So if you're looking for a place in Northeast Oregon, Maida and Renee may give you some hints as to where we could be.
You heard that, Hillary? Great. Anything else on people's minds at this point? No. I've got a little bit of further housekeeping to run through in that case. Seems like I'm talking all the time, but that kind of comes with a role, I guess. So I was reminded about the resource that is provided to us by the governor's office, the Handbook for State Boards and Commissions. And many of the expectations listed in this handbook are included with the governance expectations for board members adopted July 2020. But there's a different piece I want to refresh ourselves on, and that is regarding the non-attendance of boards or commission members at public meetings. I can say I, for one, wasn't really fully cognizant of this, so I'll go ahead and read this this language. Essentially, any member of a state board or commission appointed by the governor who fails to attend two consecutive meetings of the board or commission, whether regular, adjourned, or special, shall forfeit office unless the member is prevented from attending by the serious illness of a member or the family member of the member, or for any other cause that in the judgment of the governor constitutes a valid reason for failing to attend. The governor shall immediately appoint a successor. That's pretty serious language. Anyhow, we are so reminded, and that's that. So anyhow, I think, you know, part of why we're getting this reminder is that we're going to have special meetings come this fall and all. So I guess we all, you know, don't get sick or anything like that, and don't let anything else seriously happen. I'm being facetious, but anyhow, and if things do happen in your lives, please don't hesitate to contact me about those curveballs, and we want everybody to stay fully informed and be able to participate, obviously. So that's really it. For this wrap up, we are You know, I want to, now we're going to, let's see, it's almost 3:15. So if we can reconvene at 3:25 for executive session, and let me, I think there's nothing else I need to go over right now until we start the executive session. I've got a little bit I've got to run through right now. Right. Okay. We are going to, at this point, adjourn the public portion of the meeting, and we will be re-adjourning in our adjourn. We will be meeting again in an executive session at 3:25. And at that point, representatives of the media are invited invited agency partners and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the public are not allowed to join. Before the board members leave this meeting and join the executive session, I would like to thank members of the public and presenters for their engagement with today's topics, as the public portion of our meeting has concluded. Thank you.